We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Huntington Bank, welcome to Huntington, proud partner of the Falcons. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. And by Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
And good evening, fans. Welcome back to Frickers for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College. We're ready to talk BGSU hoops tonight, men's and women's. And we start with the men's team and welcome head coach Michael Huger to Frickers.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Coach, great to have you back with us as we reflect on another week of BGSU basketball and another standing room only crowd at Stroh Center for Saturday's game with Toledo. I guess really want to start there. The last two games, boy, the fans have really shown up and packed the Stroh Center. It's been quite the atmosphere the last two home games.
Oh, it's been great. It's been awesome to come out and see that type of crowd for the last two games, first against Buffalo and then against Toledo on Saturday. So just to see the students out and cheering and screaming and having fun, and that's what it's about, you know, the college atmosphere. And I'm glad, you know, we all got to witness that. It was something that we thought would never happen at the Stroh Center, and we've seen it twice now. So hopefully that will continue, and hopefully we'll continue to have success.
And while you're coaching and or playing or really involved, it's maybe hard to judge all this or think about it, but when you reflect back to your playing days, did it have a similar feel for you, even though you're in a different capacity now? Is that what you were just talking about? It sort of felt like that?
Yes, it did. It felt like Anderson Arena for moments when you hear the noise. The Stroke keeps the noise in, so it's pretty loud for me. So I enjoy, you know, hearing that and seeing it. But it, it, it's, is the most important thing was that, you know, our players got a chance to experience what it looks like when it's sold out, and that was a lot of fun. And you know, the time that I get to enjoy it is coming out. I get a chance to see a little bit of it, but when they do the introduction, the lights go off, and then you can look up at the top and you just see students hanging from the top. So that part is the most fun for me to see when they're just hanging from the rafters of the Stroh Center. So it's a lot of fun. You know, just wanted to continue.
The last two games have been standing room only at Stroh Center. We'll see how they turn out tomorrow night. Bowling Green will host Central Michigan at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Unfortunately, last time out, Falcons fell to Toledo 78-71 to fall into a first-place tie now with Buffalo as we turn the corner to the second half of the season. And, Coach, I guess as you look back on a very monumental week for your team, you come out of it, you're in first place. So I guess that's the place to start, right? Moving forward, you still control your own destiny here.
We definitely do in first place. It feels good to be in first place. You know, now we're the hunted, so we have to understand where we are and where we stand, and we're going to get teams' best shots every time they come in. And we got to be prepared. We got to be prepared to go to a battle every single time we step onto that court. And, you know, that's what we'll have from here on out. And you know, these last eight, it's always tough to finish. You wish the season was over now and we could be done with it. But we still got eight games left, and we got to fight till the end.
Speaking of getting a team's best shot, I think we saw that Saturday with Toledo for two reasons. A, the rivalry, and B, the fact that you're sitting there in first place and gives them something to shoot for, too. Did you maybe for the first time this year feel truly like the hunted Saturday when Toledo came in here?
Yes. Well, definitely felt that way. Going into the game, we knew what they were going to do. It's a rivalry game, so it was big. Our guys were hyped up, and this was the time we would have shot it over the backboard, but we didn't. Uh-huh. We were able to stay poised and focused, and you know, we made too many mental mistakes on the defensive end, and that's what cost us the game. They beat us, you know, no doubt they beat us, but we had so many opportunities to win that game. And you know, when you don't play your best against a team like Toledo, you know, this is what happens. But we made too many little mistakes that added up at the end of the game, and that cost us so many points. And it was all on the defensive end too, so you know, we got to clean up the defense, and I think we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
The game featured 15 lead changes and 8 ties, the final tie coming at the final media timeout. So, you know, when I look at the stats and how the game played out, your best player, Justin Turner, clearly did not play his best, yet there you are at the end, tied really with a chance to win. That's got to say something about the rest of your squad when things go down that way, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Justin, you know, didn't have his best game on Saturday. Tuesday was a little bit similar. This happens. This happens when you get into a little bit of a slump. I wouldn't even say it's a slump. Just a little shooting streak that he's on, that he's not hitting the shots that he normally hits. He's taking great shots. He's taking the shots that we want him to take. It's just now he has to see the ball go in, and once that happens, he'll be fine. And, you know, we had great looks at the last 3 minutes was the deciding factor of the game. I mean, it could have gone either way during that time. It was a situation where they made their shots and their free throws, and we missed our shots and our free throws. And sometimes it happens that way. But we had great looks. I wouldn't trade those looks for anything. You know, I thought, you know, those shots are top shots that I've seen going in time and time again. So, you know, hats off to Toledo. They did a great job.
And, of course, Justin got a second foul relatively early in the game, and that certainly didn't help as he sat the last maybe 8 or 10 minutes of the first half, and that's not conducive to getting in the flow, is it?
No, not really, especially in the first half. You know, you kind of feel them out a little bit in the first half, and then the second half you really know what they're doing. He was still at that stage in the second half, and you know, it's hard to play guys with three fouls. You trust them, and you know, but when you have other guys that can step up and take that role, it's hard to take a chance on having him start the second half with three fouls, and now he's not as aggressive worrying about picking up his fourth early. So I always try to save him, you know, but in certain situations I would play him with two fouls.
Falcons will turn their attention to Central Michigan now on Tuesday night, looking to sweep the season series from the Chippewas. They defeated them in overtime in Mount Pleasant earlier this year. And, Coach, another thing you look at from Saturday's game with Toledo, really neither team could put it away. Really befitting of a rivalry game. Just when it seemed like Toledo might be taking control a little bit, you guys would fight back. Unfortunately, vice versa, when it seemed like maybe Bowling Green had a little thing going, Toledo would fight back. This was one of those where you had to sort of get up off the mat a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun game. It was a fun game to be a part of. Coach Todd Kowalczyk does a great job with those guys, and you know, our guys are coming along nicely, and we competed the whole game. We definitely competed on both ends. Both teams played extremely hard, loose balls, you know, with 50-50, we all both had a chance of getting them, and you know, that's what it's about. It got a little chippy too at the end, you know, we were a little pushing and shoving, and I don't mind that either, you know. So it was a lot of fun.
Falcons now 8-2 in Mid-American Conference play, heading into the technically that game Saturday began the second half of the league schedule. Also, we saw a couple more highlights and a big game from Daquan Plowden. He had a nice dunk, another chase down block shot, and sending that into the stands. 11.6 boards. Seemed like Daquan really was in the flow. He was running the floor, and things were feeling good for him.
Oh yeah, he was in a rhythm. He was in the zone. The thing I noticed at the end of the game is that I played him the whole second half, and you know, that's something I don't like to do. I like to give him a rest at times so they can be fresh to finish the game, and you know, just in the way he was playing and the way he looked during that time, it was hard to get him out of the game. And you know, that's what happens when you play that hard. He had two big blocks, you know, to save points at the end of that game, one on Marion Jackson as well as Darrington. So he had two big blocks and, you know, a put back and a big three at the end that cut the lead and everything. So he was playing well, locked in and focused, and he'll definitely be ready to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Falcons hosting Central Michigan. Coach, another really solid game from Mike Laster. He didn't shoot it that well, like maybe he has in some other games, but four assists and no turnovers, and really this guy has been night and day from the first 10 games through the last 10 games. Was there a moment where you saw he kind of figured it out, or he just started to play smarter? I mean, it's almost beyond description within a season how much he has changed it from early in the season when he was a bit careless with the ball to now.
The biggest thing for Mike, he's accepted his role. He came in looking to be more of a scorer. Once we talked about it and got a better understanding of him, we need him to distribute the ball. You're still going to get your shots, but I need you to get everybody else involved first. And once he accepted that role, that's when things started to change for him. And he's been finding people. He leads us in assists, does a great job of finding guys, and make the right passes pretty much every time now. He's been going several games now with either zero turnovers or one turnover, and he's still scoring. You know, his scoring has increased since he started distributing the ball more. So Mike is doing a fabulous job, and the biggest change for him was on the defensive end. He's playing excellent defense. He's coming up with steals and loose balls and rebounds and different things like that, and he sparks our fast break. You know, when he's in the game, it's a different pace and a different tempo, and does a great job of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys do that for basketball. Like in football, they'll time guys on the 40 or whatever. Or maybe don't time guys with the basketball, but Mike Laster's got to be the fastest guy on the team with the ball. He's moving faster with the ball than most guys do without the ball.
He's definitely the fastest with the ball by far of our guys, but the fastest is Daquan. Daquan is the fastest by far of the team, so he can fly. Daquan can move.
Yeah, he doesn't usually have to take the basketball with him, though. We'll get it to him at the rim.
Yes.
We'll get to him up there, let him do what he does. And, you know, another thing that stuck out from the Toledo game, Coach, it's also been a trend of late. Your team is forcing turnovers at a higher rate the last, really, seven or eight games. You forced Toledo into 18 of them. You only committed eight, but is there something to the turnover spike from your defense here lately? Has it been just a little bit of a change, or the guys just being in the right place more?
Being in the right place and understanding the defense. Once you play our type of defense, and now we've been doing it since June. We started this defensive concept in June, and as we've gone along, they have a better understanding of where to be and where not to be, and you know where the help is coming from and the rotations, and that's been the difference of a better understanding of what we're doing, and great pressure on the ball. That's where it starts. We've been having great pressure with Caleb Fields on the ball. He's doing a fabulous job of pressuring the ball and creating a little havoc out there, and that's been the difference, is just a better understanding of what we do.
Yeah, Caleb, didn't he start one of the little bit of I don't want to say pushing and shoving, but there was a little bit of a standoff there. I think he kind of got under somebody's skin because they couldn't get around him.
Yes.
About right?
That's how it started. And then, you know, everybody got into it. They're not going to let him pick on Caleb. So everybody kind of got into it a little bit. And that was a lot of fun to see.
But I think the thing is,
I enjoy that.
Yeah. Caleb's doing that now. He's bothering people, isn't he?
Yeah, he's becoming a sophomore. So that's what it is. He's got a better understanding of, you know, his toughness and, you know, what he can get away with and what he can't get away with. But he gets under your skin because he's right there. He's so fast and so athletic that he bothers the drive and bothers the shot a lot. And he comes up with loose balls and different things and different hustle plays. And, you know, that can be annoying to other guards. So I like what he's doing.
They'll get a chance to be back at it tomorrow night when the Falcons host Central Michigan. We'll talk about the Chips and more Falcon hoops with Coach Michael Huger when we return to Frickers. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, we take pride in being a proud supporter of Bowling Green State University and Bowling Green. With our helpful sales consultants and stress-free environment, we make shopping for your next vehicle simple, easy, and fun. Find the area's largest selection and lowest prices on new Buick, GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, along with a huge selection of in-demand and aggressively sought-after pre-owned. So, if you're shopping for a compact, midsize, luxury car, truck, or SUV, you need to put Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green on your shopping list. Located within the only auto mall in Northwest Ohio at 26875 North Dixie Highway, Perrysburg, and 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green. Shop online 24/7 at perrysburgautomall.com.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Frickers, the home for fun food, 410 Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, 410 Spirits, it's Frickers.
Hi, I'm Merck Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
The Hubbard Company is a family-owned business that has been serving the area since 1951. A premier provider of print, office supplies, and furniture, promotional items, and graphic design services. If you can think it, we can ink it. Postcards, signs, or banners, logoed attire, caps, tents, or trinkets that will help you promote your message. And everyday office essentials. Call 419-784-4455. We help our clients succeed and grow. One call, one source, one solution. Visit HubbardCompany.com today.
Whether your stay is for business or pleasure, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green will make your stay a positive and memorable experience. Just across the street from Doyd Perry Stadium, their luxurious hotel features an elegant two-story Romanesque motif that makes you feel like royalty. Enjoy on-the-house hot breakfast and complimentary wireless internet access. Come experience Hampton Inn's beds for yourself and enjoy a comfy mattress and soft new sheets, choice of feather or foam pillows, and a plush down-like blanket or duvet. Whether you're in BG for Falcon Sports, a business trip, or just a visit, make your stay positive and memorable at the Hampton Inn.
Back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Falcon's Nest Coaches Show continues. BGSU men's basketball will be back on the floor tomorrow night as they entertain the Central Michigan Chippewas. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Game time is 7 o'clock. Falcons and Chips played a classic earlier this year in Mount Pleasant, Bowling Green, making up a late deficit and winning in overtime 97-87. Chips come in at 16-7 overall, 5-5 in the conference. And, Coach, that first game was one of those that you really pulled out of the fire. You led for a lot of the game, but at the end, CMU seemed to have control. But really, one of the early games in your run that vaulted you to the top of the MAC, I think, that really told some people this team was for real. It just refused to let that one go in the loss column.
Oh, yeah. We played. We fought hard. We had a 16-point lead that we let slip away. You know, we were still young and learning how to win and learning how to finish out an opponent. They were able to hit some threes late to get them back into the game and then take the lead. We got a little loose, got a little happy, thought the game was going to be over, and they buried shots. They're not going to give up. They kept fighting, and they had a 6-point lead with a minute to go, and we were able to force overtime. They missed some free throws. We made some shots, came up with some steals, and that was the difference in the game. Once we got to overtime, our guys were excited to be in overtime. They were more disappointed that it went to overtime, and that was the difference. We had that excitement going into overtime, and they had that, you know, that look of defeat already. So that was the difference in the game, and we were able to pull it out.
Well, the Central Michigan team, a new player this year that transferred in, Larry Austin, he has had a very good season. He had a good game against you guys with 26 points, but you look at his averages in conference. He's averaging 15.7 boards, leads the league in assists in conference games. He really is the engine for that team offensively, isn't he?
He definitely is the engine. He's very fast, very physical. For a little fella, he goes in and he leads them in rebounding 6 a game, lead them in assists with 6 a game, and second in points. So he goes in there, he gets a lot of offensive rebounds. So we got to do a great job of boxing him out, and that's something unusual. Really say that about a point guard, where we got to do a great job of boxing out a 6'1 point guard, but we got to do a great job of keeping them off the boards and limiting those guys to one opportunity, and that's the key to the game in transition. Got to do a great job in transition. He flies the ball up the court. He's a one-man fast break. He's not passing much when he's in transition, so we got to do a great job of showing him bodies all night and making it difficult for him. We did force him into 7 turnovers our first game, first time out. So we got to do a great job of corralling them the whole game.
Yeah, and this is a Chippewas team that is still taking a lot of threes that night. You beat them. They took 30. They made 9. Is this a team that can really spread it around when it comes to shooting a three? You can't really sit on one guy.
Yeah, they have a bunch of guys that shoot a ton of threes, and we got to be prepared of closing out very aggressively, hands high, and discouraging the three, and then we got to take away the drive. They get a lot of them from straight-line drives, the penetration where they suck everybody in, and now they kick out to the wide-open three-point shooters. So we got to do a great job of staying at home and taking away those drives so they can't get those shots off. The biggest thing is in transition. They get a lot of those threes in transition, so we got to do a great job of sprinting back and not turning it over. You know, they averaged 8 steals a game, I think, at one point, and going against them, I think we only had 6 turnovers in that game or something like that. So we did a great job of not turning the ball over, giving them transition opportunities.
Yeah, if you look at Central Michigan, in the past they've been pretty much all shoot, no D. You know, it's kind of like all hit, no field. But they've been better defensively this year. But you look in the conference now, their defensive numbers have regressed a little bit. What do you see from them defensively that you have to deal with?
They press. They go to a 2-2-1 press after makes. You know, they play a 3-2 zone. They play some man-to-man. So they do a little bit of all three things. They play about 80% man and about 20% zone. So we have to be prepared of attacking both and staying aggressive. And that'll be the key. If we can solve the zone, which we did up there, we'll be fine. They'll go man-to-man, and we were able to solve that as well. And they went to the press, and we were able to solve that, and that was the game.
Falcons looking to build off that 97-87 overtime win at Central Michigan earlier this year. Yeah, another you look at Central in league play, their top three guys, Austin, DeLeo, Roundtree, are all playing 35 or 36 minutes. Do you think that was something that helped you up there as well? You're a little deeper on the bench maybe than they are?
They were fatigued at the end. They missed some free throws that got us back into the game and gave us a chance. A lot of times at the end you get those heavy legs for playing all those minutes, and sometimes that can be the difference in the game. But that's why they play a lot of that zone and mix up the defenses a little bit, and they all want to play 40 minutes. So they don't defend at times that the way they should. So hopefully that can be a factor tomorrow as well in wearing those guys out and, you know, making them play defense.
You talked about, the bench players and people knowing their role. Your first game against Central, Matisse Kulaczkowskis had 10 points, came in and hit a couple of threes. And, you know, his playing time has been not as consistent minutes as your other bench guys. But seems like when there's a situation or a matchup, when you bring him in, he's been effective. Do you anticipate he could be part of the game plan again tomorrow?
Oh, he's definitely a part of the game plan. He played a great game against those guys up that way. But that's all of our guys. The guys that don't play much, if I'm calling on Janiyah Gadsden or any of those other guys, they're all ready to play. Even though they haven't played in a lot of games, I know they're ready to go, and you can see it in their eyes that they all want to get in the game and help our team. So Matisse would be ready to go tomorrow if he's called on, and that's the same with any of our guys.
Well, the Falcons, again, trying to sweep the season series from Central Michigan. And when you talk about just a half-court set now for Central, Austin, we talked about what he's trying to do. Do they have any inside presence offensively, or is it more drive and kick or drive to the basket?
They're more drive and kick. They have a face-up five-man and Montgomery. He can face up and shoot the 15-footer, but he's not a low-post scorer. He steps out and shoot threes as well, and that's pretty much their whole team. They all step out and shoot threes. They love to drive it and shoot threes, and that's their game, and that's their game plan. They're not going to change. They run some ball screens and different things like that, and they run some screen actions to get DeLeo some threes. But other than that, they want to drive it. They want to, you know, get the defense sucked in, and then they want to kick it out to wide open shooters. And we just got to do a great job of containing the drives.
Well, Coach, one thing has been a key for your team to be 8-2 in conference right now. In just conference games, you are averaging the fewest turnovers by turnover percentage as well. Taking care of the basketball is something that's really come on through this season. If you look at the numbers, that turnover percentage has just been coming down, and now at under 15%. And that's a team-wide effort, clearly, but your main guys that handle the ball and distribute, Dylan, Justin, Mike, these guys have become so good at taking care of the basketball. Talk about their work in developing that part of the offense.
We have a drill that we do in practice. It's called a Kobe drill. And each team has 9 balls in a rack, and each turnover we take away a ball. And when we don't have any balls left, we run. And they don't like that. So that's what started it. That started the whole thing in us taking care of the ball and understanding. They know when they get down to 7, they're looking at each other like, hey, man, you got to take care of that ball, all right? We only got 2 left. And then it gets to 8, and then it's like, oh, boy, it all breaks loose. But once it gets to 8, those guys definitely don't want to run. So they really are mindful of not turning it over, and it's carried over to the game. So that's one drill that I'm very happy that we put in.
And, of course, we did touch on the fact that now that you've been in first place for a few games and starting people are paying attention, you know, this coming Saturday at Northern, this will be your final Saturday game of the regular season. And you got 3 Fridays in a row getting some games moved for TV and that kind of thing. So this is starting to catch fire. Have you noticed the guys Has it just been a positive effect for him, or has there been any negatives at all to the extra attention?
I did not know that. I knew our games got changed, but I did not know that until you just said it. So I'm still one game at a time. Central Michigan is all I care about. I didn't even look that far. Until you just said it, I had no clue. So I'm sure they don't know either. So they probably do know. I take that back. I think, you know, when you win, everything changes. A lot of things changes, but we have to stay the same and stick to what we do. So, I'm not too worried about that. I'm excited for our program and for the university and for you guys, the opportunity to see us on live TV. So it's been a lot of fun to be in first place and, you know, to see that everyone is taking notice of what we're doing. We have a special thing going, and I want to keep it going, but it's still one game at a time, Central Michigan.
Before I let you go, Coach, they honored the last BG team to win the MAC regular season championship at halftime of the game last week. Those guys came back, and always good to have former players in for whatever the occasion and sort of get them involved in the program or interact with your guys. Was there much chance to do that Saturday with some of the team from 2009?
Yes, I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with those guys. We had dinner at another place, and it was a lot of fun just to see them and get a chance to catch up with those guys. And you know, you haven't seen them in years. I got an opportunity to meet them when I was an assistant coach at George Mason. Came back to campus and got a chance just to hang out with those guys a little bit, so it was great to catch up with them. And it was a lot of fun. You know, they've accomplished something that we're all striving to do now, and you know, hopefully we can be the next team.
Absolutely. Coach, next step on that one is tomorrow night with Central Michigan. We'll see you at Stroh Center tomorrow night and back here on Monday next week.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate you guys.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. We'll talk BGSU women's basketball next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
For over 80 years, LaSalle Cleaners has been serving Northwest Ohio with courteous service and quality cleaning. And now LaSalle Cleaners is the official dry cleaner of BGSU Athletics. They never lose sight of what's important, providing a convenient, quality, and cost-conscious program that's useful to everyone. They're successful because they genuinely take pride in the special care they give their customers and their clothes. For all your dry cleaning needs, go where the Falcons go. LaSalle Cleaners. Hang with the best.
This Valentine's Day, order a Jet's heart-shaped pizza with one topping for only $7.99. With dough made fresh daily, hand-cut toppings, Mama Jet's secret family recipe sauce, and premium 100% mozzarella, it will be love at first bite. Add something sweet with our heart-shaped cinnamon sticks for only $5.99. Or try our new chocolate chip cookie. So share the love, the pizza, and the dessert to make this Valentine's Day perfect. Jet's Pizza, better because it has to be.
Whether your stay is for business or pleasure, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green will make your stay a positive and memorable experience. Just across the street from Doyle Perry Stadium, their luxurious hotel features an elegant two-story Romanesque motif that makes you feel like royalty. Enjoy on-the-house hot breakfast and complimentary wireless internet access. Come experience Hampton Inn's beds for yourself and enjoy a comfy mattress and soft new sheets, choice of feather or foam pillows, and a plush down-like blanket or duvet. Whether you're in BG for Falcon sports, a business trip, or just a visit, make your stay positive and memorable at the Hampton Inn.
The Hubbard Company is a family-owned business that has been serving the area since 1951. A premier provider of print, office supplies, and furniture, promotional items, and graphic design services. If you can think it, we can ink it. Postcards, signs, or banners, logoed attire, caps, tents, or trinkets that will help you promote your message. And everyday office essentials. Call 419-784-4455. We help our clients succeed and grow. One call, one source, one solution. Visit HubbardCompany.com today.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketballOnline and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters. I was at my lowest point. I thought nothing mattered, and I was ready to take my own life. But I got help here at home and turned my life around.
Help is available in Wood County. Call 211 for help and to connect to services. A crisis line is available 24/7 by calling 419-502-HOPE. Thank you, Wood County voters, for keeping life-saving services available for our family and neighbors.
Your wallet, less bulk. Say goodbye to your bulky wallet. Mobile Wallet from Farmers and Merchants State Bank lets you add your F&M debit card to your device's mobile wallet for quick and secure purchases. With your F&M debit card information added to your mobile wallet, you can now pay for purchases with your mobile device instead of using your physical card. F&M Mobile Wallet solution supports Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay. Mobile Wallet, just another way. F&M wants to be your bank for life. Member FDIC.
Back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Back on the air tomorrow night from Stroh Center as BGSU will entertain Central Michigan. 6:30 is pregame time with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Falcons and Chips tip off just after 7 o'clock. BGSU women will be in action Wednesday as they take on Buffalo at Stroh Center. And here to talk about that tonight is Associate Head Coach Kim Cameron joining us at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is great.
Now, I think this is your first trip over here for the Coaches Show as a on-the-air guest, right?
It is. It absolutely is, and I'm very privileged to be here.
Well, Coach is out recruiting, I presume, is the story, which is a never-ending, of course, process. But let's talk about your season, even though to this point clearly not going as you'd hope in the win-loss column. Or in a number of different ways with the depth that you have. You got some injuries that are catching up with you. But is this team still fighting and playing as hard as you'd like, even though things have not gone your way to this point?
I think our favorite thing about what has happened this year is that every single day the players are still coming into every single practice and competing, and they have good attitudes. And as far as when we first got here, we were asking for a sort of transformation and a sort of belief in what we were trying to do. And for them to be able to come in and compete the way that they do without necessarily seeing the results in the win and loss column gives a lot of credit goes to them. And we make a big point in every practice and after every game to emphasize what we're doing well and what we're doing better. And there are so many things that are night and day different from when we first got here that we just have to keep doing them, and eventually the results will come. They aren't as fast as we wanted to, but we're not ashamed of that. We're proud of where we've come from and how much we've grown, and the things that we've spent the most time on are the things that we're seeing massive improvements in. So as we get more time, you know, it feels like we just got here and we have a list of things that we want to get better at every single day. But the things that we've spent the most time on are the things that are showing on the court, and that's specifically in our offense.
Yeah, speaking of offense, Saturday's loss to Miami, 82-75. Somebody told me that's the most points Miami's allowed, maybe in league play. So they only allow 65 per game. So clearly a strong offensive game. And led by Andrea Cecil, she was outstanding, 24 points to lead the way. I don't get to watch you guys every game like the men's team, but I've seen a few games, and it seems like Andrea has found a comfort zone with what you're doing with her. Is that how it's going for her?
It is. Well, we're asking her to do a ton. And in this past game, we actually moved her position for the first time this entire year. We've had her at a wing position in our offense, and we asked her to play a four. So our four fives are usually our posts, and we asked her to take on that role because we thought going into this game that we would have her as a mismatch and it would be an advantage for us. And it clearly was. And for her, she was coming off of a game at Northern Illinois where she she didn't play well, and her response to that was what happened on Saturday. And so again, it's a constant learning, but it's also a constant improvement. And we are trying to put her in different situations to be able to score, because her and Angela Perry are probably our most natural scorers. So we're trying to get her the ball in different positions to be able to score. And she really took on that role again. She had 2 days to practice in a position that she had not been playing very much of for this entire year. So we were really happy with, especially the way she started the game.
Well, Falcon women's team will entertain Buffalo Wednesday night. That'll be their next action. One of the better teams in the MAC in a loaded Mid-American Conference for women's basketball. They are just a half game out of first place, the Bulls are. We'll talk more about them coming up. And I think everybody believes that this program will be back where we're accustomed to seeing it very soon. I think the unfortunate thing is Sid Lambert's not going to be on those teams, but, man, is she gutting out a season for you. She's beat up like crazy, and she played 40 minutes the other night. We're going to look back on this season and her tutelage and leadership and mentorship of this team you have pay off in the future, aren't we?
We are asking so much of her, and she has changed so much from the day that we got here to now, and has embraced being a teammate. And she is in pain every single day. And the Northern Illinois is not totally on Sid, but it's a 4-point game at halftime, and you know, the end of the final score was by 40. It was, and we played without Sid. And it's just having somebody on the floor that refuses to lose. She competes at a level that nobody else has. And, you know, it's something that our team, for as young as we are, we need somebody that is consistent in that. And she is that for us. She is our tough, and she guards every team's best player, and she slows down the ball. And defensively, you know, she's one of the fastest in the league. But her leadership has been unmatched, and you know, we need her. Yeah. And she has given us, I just feel for her because she's sacrificing so much in her pain and her body for the betterment of the team. And she's been unbelievable. And we're really grateful that she's doing that.
Yeah, she's one of those players that's so tough. When it hurts, she plays more.
Yeah.
So I'm in a lot of pain, so I'll just keep playing. So that if I come out, then I might think about how much it hurts. So I'll just keep playing and diving on the floor and guarding people and stuff.
You know? And it's not like it's not like, okay, Sid, if you could just do this for 15 minutes, that'd be great. It's Sid, hey, can you play 40 minutes against this best team in the league? Yeah, we're not giving her any breaks. The poor thing has to play 40 minutes, and she's a little water bug, you can hardly tell, but she is really, really giving us everything that she has.
And she played 40 minutes against Miami, true to form, in an 82-75 loss. A really fun game to watch. Was up and down, and you know, you talk about the offense has come along. Defensively, though, you talked about how you thought Andrea was a mismatch for their team, for Miami to guard. Defensively, I would imagine that you've not seen as much progress. Is that as much about matchups as it is anything else from game to game for you guys?
It's actually a lot of things. It's something that we, you know, coming in, like I said, it felt like our list was really long on all the things that we needed to improve on and get better at and work at. And for us and for Coach Frelick's system, offensive transition was a huge part of that. So that's what we did every day. And, you know, looking back, we talk about it all the time. Did we sacrifice defense for offense? Is it better to get better, to get really good at one thing, or to be okay at two things? And, you know, we made a choice, and we're living by it, and it's okay. We just promise next year it'll be better. We do, and, you know, sometimes we're sacrificing. Even if you watch the Miami game, you know, we went into that game saying Dickerson, their number 13, their point guard, is really, really good, and we chose to go underneath screens on her based on her percentages and what we thought. And the first, you know, she made three threes to start the game, or three shots off of screens to start the game, and it was our first media timeout, and everybody's sitting there like, are we going to make a change? And it was like, we're just going to stick with it, wait till the end of the first quarter. And then her, the percentages started to work themselves out. So throughout the rest of the game, we did a great job. And by doing that, we were able to rebound better, and we got their post players in foul trouble, and we did everything else right. And then, you know, at the in the last 6.5 minutes, she does what winners do. And, you know, should we have changed that? Maybe. But we were putting ourselves, what we thought, in the best position for all five of the players, right. You know, and you're watching Sid Lambert, and she's mad. She's mad that Dickerson is scoring on her. And we're like, we have to do what's best for everybody. You know, she's going to miss, and she did. And so our game plan going in, that was on purpose. But, you know, at the end, winners make, I mean, she made plays.
She hit some big shots, no question about it. But one of your players also had big shots coming off the bench, Madison Parker. It's three threes in as many attempts and scores 13 points. And those were some big ones. Those weren't, you know, non-pressure points of the game or whatever. Talk about her play.
You know, there's times when you're like, if anybody deserves it, it's that kid, because she spends more time in the gym and has one of the most regimented schedules as far as shooting and getting her shots in. She doesn't miss a day. She's busy all the time, but everything is planned. And every time she shoots, I believe it's going in, because I've watched her day in and day out be in the gym. And you're like, finally, you know, you got what you deserve. She deserves to. She deserves to make it. And I'm so happy that she was able to, especially because she's not that athletic. So for her to be able to get her shot off and hit those big shots was really cool. And there's actually a funny story with that, too. We had put in Morgan McMillan, had been sitting on the bench, and we had put Morgan in to sub for Parker. And Matt Parker hit two shots in that time when Morgan was sitting on the bench, and she turned to us and she looks and she's like, "You want me to come back?" We're like, "Yeah, come on, come on." So we left Parker in. But, you know, I'm sharing that because it's part of the teamwork, and it's part of course Morgan wants to play, and of course Morgan definitely wants that shot, but she noticed her teammate was hot and actually brought herself back until we were going to put her in. So I just wanted to share that, because there's so many things that are improving in that aspect. That's awareness, that's knowing what's best for the team at that point in the game, and I thought that was really cool.
That is, because, you know, sometimes I think players sit at the table there and they just kind of get mesmerized or waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just waiting, and, boy, there's going to be a dead ball sooner or later. Obviously paying attention. We'll talk more women's basketball with Associate Head Coach Kim Cameron after we take a break. We're at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketballOnline and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. About that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Best pizza? New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Uh-uh. Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No. Extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke. Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game day needs. We have everything that BGSU fans require to be game day ready at all times. Now that spring is approaching, be sure that you're hosting the ultimate get-together. Stop by your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter to purchase all the items you'll need for the big party and see prices you'll cheer about. Walmart, save money, live better.
At Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, we take pride in being a proud supporter of Bowling Green State University and Bowling Green. With our helpful sales consultants and stress-free environment, we make shopping for your next vehicle simple, easy, and fun. Find the area's largest selection and lowest prices on new Buick, GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, along with a huge selection of in-demand and aggressively sought-after pre-owned. So, if you're shopping for a compact, midsize, luxury car, truck, or SUV, you need to put Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green on your shopping list. Located within the only auto mall in Northwest Ohio at 26875 North Dixie Highway, Perrysburg, and 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green. Shop online 24/7 at perrysburgautomall.com.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
Welcome back into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green. We're back on the air tomorrow night. BGSU men's basketball hosting Central Michigan. Falcons looking to remain in first place in the Mid-American Conference. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show at 6:30. Tip time just after 7 o'clock. Wednesday night at Stroh Center, the BG women entertain Buffalo, a team that's near the top of the standings coming into the Stroh Center. We're talking with Associate Head Coach Kim Cameron, and the thing I guess that jumps out at you when you talk about UB, among many things, they have the top scorer in the league. Sierra Dillard is averaging about 25 points a game. I guess take us through her game, how she getting to 25 a game. Is a shooter, a driver, or just a scorer here?
Just about everything. She does just about everything. And it was funny, I was going through the one of the MAC pages, and they did this big announcement that Sierra Dillard in 53 games is at 1,000 points. And if you think, it's like, holy cow, 53 games in 1,000 points.
I don't know, I don't do much math, but that's maybe 19 a game for your career. That's pretty good.
It's really good. We have, you know, we're fortunate to be able to have male practice players at our practice, and we have one guy that can do, that's exactly like guarding her. And so we're getting a ton of practice with it. She scores off of ball screens. She gets to the rim, offensive rebounds. She makes layups. She does everything. And it never stops. She's she starts, and she's a great passer. So you pick your poison, and you do the very best that you can. And then hopefully you have somebody like Sid Lambert that can drive her absolutely crazy, and she'll start to lose her mind a little bit. So we're hoping to force her into some tough shots and have Sid just, we told her, make her hate you. Make her hate you. And, you know, Sid loves that. She's all in. She's ready to go. So that has been our challenge for her this week. And Sid's our best option on her. But she's just an all-around excellent player. And the fact that she can pass makes her even more dangerous. But I also think us at home, we do well at home. We do better at home. We thrive off of our crowd. And Buffalo has been worse on the road. So we're hoping that that trend continues.
You know, one thing when you look at Buffalo, just sort of a statistical profile, they're not like first across the board or anything, but they're like third in everything. You know, scoring defense, shooting, field goal defense, rebounding. So that would tell me that they're sort of a balanced team. Is that what we're going to see? I mean, Dillard's their main scorer, but seems like they got all the bases covered.
They have all of the bases covered, and they're athletic, and we were just talking about, you know, we've gone through however many their last six games, and we were talking about it today in our meeting, and it was like, okay, well, what does Buffalo do on this? And it's been something different every single game, and they just have great players. So there's been no real rhyme or reason to what they do, and I don't mean that as in there's not a game plan. It's just they are capable of doing whatever they want against whoever they want, and that's what they've tended to do. So going into this game, it was like, we just have to do a better job of reading what they're doing, and then defensively, to give ourselves a chance, we have to be great against her.
So you can't really pick out any tendencies of how they're going to defend such a set or such a ball screen or this or that. So doing it on the fly, that sounds a lot more difficult. I don't know.
Well, it's just, you know, they're really athletic. So any mistake that they make, they can actually make up for it in the time that it takes us to get to the basket. So even if we beat them, they come from behind and they get out, or they have somebody flying in from a different side of the floor and they're in great position. By being in terrible position, they're just athletic enough to make up for a lot of their mistakes, and that makes it really hard.
Well, clearly a tough test coming in here to Stroh Center on Wednesday night, but you know, I want to talk more about your team and how they're developing, because while you've got a few veterans that are playing, you've also got some true freshmen that are playing in some major minutes, and you talked about Morgan McMillan before we went to break. She was really lighting it up early in the season, and you know how it goes in league play. You have one good game, they start really paying attention. You have three or four like she's had. Now she's up top of that scouting report, so she's starting to get guarded a lot better, isn't she?
She is getting guarded completely differently than what she was early. She's still averaging, she's still top 10, I think, in the country in threes made per game, and one of the top in our league. It's just, when you play in a league that's this smart, they're going to try to do everything that they can to take her away, and they've done that. Our hope is that that opens up our post play, so we're asking more out of our post players, because a lot more teams are guarding us on the perimeter and not helping anything inside. So what we're doing is we're forcing, you know, we have to pass the ball. We have to get the ball inside. Our post players have to be effective in these games. And so that's something that we have had to transform from, because to start the year, we were making 12 threes a game. And we're at 9.5 now, which is, it's awesome. It's really good. But it's been a change that we've even had to make from the beginning to the end. And you know, as a freshman, Morgan starts and she's feeling great about herself. She's making 5 or 6 threes a game. And all of a sudden, she's got a Dillard, or she's got a, you know, Miami's guard on her. And it's a learning experience. You go from thinking you're pretty cool to being, you know, to being everybody, you know, they're picking on her. But she's doing a good job handling it, and we're asking a ton from her. Our freshmen are playing 35 minutes, and they're handling it the best that they could. But again, now we just expect our post players to step up and have to take on a little bit more of the responsibility of scoring.
Coach, it's great to have you with us. Good luck on Wednesday night against Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
We will take a break, come back, and wrap up the show from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Welcome to Bigby Coffee. No matter who you are, we know we'll have a drink for you. Here at Bigby, we can customize our drinks for each person. Hot, iced, or frozen, Bigby Coffee is one of a kind, just like you.
Located at 215 East Wooster Street in the Market Square Plaza, come in and try this month's drink, the Salted Caramel Latte, in iced, hot, or frozen. And remember, it isn't Bigby without BG.
Your wallet, less bulk. Say goodbye to your bulky wallet. Mobile Wallet from Farmers and Merchants State Bank lets you add your F&M debit card to your device's mobile wallet for quick and secure purchases. With your F&M debit card information added to your mobile wallet, you can now pay for purchases with your mobile device instead of using your physical card. F&M Mobile Wallet Solution supports Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay. Mobile Wallet, just another way. F&M wants to be your bank for life. Member FDIC.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketballOnline and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. About that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game day needs. We have everything that BGSU fans require to be game day ready at all times. Now that spring is approaching, be sure that you're hosting the ultimate get-together. Stop by your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter to purchase all the items you'll need for the big party and see prices you'll cheer about. Walmart, save money, live better.
Hi, I'm Merk Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke. Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded. Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
We're back at Frickers, wrapping up the program. BGSU men's basketball back at it tomorrow night. We'll join you from Stroh Center at 6:30. Tip off with the Chippewas at 7 o'clock. Falcons look to stay in first place. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, "Aye, Ziggy Zumba."
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. And by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.